Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Hello everyone and welcome to the Quantum Wave. Today it is a very special episode because today I will be meeting with Goretti and she'll be able to ask me and my High Council a question that we will be answering live, and the question can be anything, you know. So I will see, because today I am using StreamYard for the very first time and I am not sure if I am able to bring Goretti on the live or not. So I'm very excited to be able to do this because this is part of one of the things I love to do most. I love teaching, I love meeting with people in groups, but I also love one-on-one readings. And I no longer offer one-off readings, but they are usually part of a bigger container. So for example, now there is the Golden Phoenix trilogy that just launched. So this new trilogy is going to start on the 4th of October and will have three transmissions spread 3 weeks apart. One of the ways that you can work with me one-on-one is to join the Golden Phoenix at level 3. So level 1 is for everyone that sign up will receive all of the things included, which are 2 hours channeled transmissions with the Golden Phoenix, as well as content delivery that will happen 3 times following the different phases of the Golden Phoenix, which is destruction, recalibration, and then rebirth. The second level of the Golden Phoenix will add a trance channeling group session. So a few people will join for trance channeling and will have access to the Arcturians to be able to ask a question. Then level 3 is when we have one-on-one. So if you're interested to work with me one-on-one, you can do that at level 3 in the Golden Phoenix. And I also offer private mentoring sessions of a couple of months, and we can chat about that. So if you're interested, you can just let me know. So hi, Goretti, I see that you have appeared there on my screen. Thank you so much for joining. I'm just introducing the Quantum Wave again to everyone. And then I will bring you on the screen, Goretti, for a mini live reading. And everyone, if you haven't joined the Quantum Wave episodes, so during these episodes, we talk about fractal dynamics, which is the body of work that I'm channeling from Source Consciousness and sharing with my High Council. So it's a wonderful body of work to be able to activate our multidimensionality. Understand that because we are multidimensional beings living in many different realities at once, we are also multifaceted. And how can we embody more of these divine aspects that we were born with, but often that are dormant? The volume has been turned down to the minimum or not off sometimes completely. So how do we do to reaccess that, to be able to activate more of our gifts, more of our talents, and also, of course, co-create with our spirit guide, with our High Council for the purpose of embodying our highest destiny. So we work with fractal, which is a circle with a point at the center, and we talk a lot about residing at the center point of our fractal as the angel behind our human. So when we place ourselves in this way, it means that we are already residing within the unified field. We observe what the human is experiencing, what the human is going through, and then we can assist, help, attend to the human's need, so our human incarnation, like this Sandrine that I am, can have a happy life and can move through challenges with more grace, less effort, being more present in the flow. So it's very exciting teachings that we teach during the Quantum Wave, which is a weekly show here on YouTube, as well as many different programs and offerings. So I'm really excited today because it is a special session where I will be doing some channeling. Hello, everyone. So nice to see you here. I can see you really well in the comments. StreamYard works beautifully. I used it first during the last challenge that so many of you attended, Let Go and Grow Challenge. It was absolutely amazing, and I'm so grateful. I'm still bathed in the high vibes of the group. So thank you very much for joining today, Nogoretti. I will see how to bring you on the screen here. And it's very easy. Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm so excited.
Yes, great. It's very wonderful to be with you here. Thank you so much for also accepting to be there on on the screen. It makes it so much more personal. I can see you, I can chat with you, and it's absolutely wonderful. It's such a blessing. So I would love to invite you, Gorethi, as everyone watching, just to take together maybe 2-3 minutes just to center ourselves, create a space, really be fully present in this beautiful sanctuary, a sacred space that we connect with in this moment for your mini session. So I would love to invite you to close your eyes and start drawing your awareness within you. And everybody watching this live or on the replay can also do this with us. So we relax the mind, we relax the body. We allow the natural inhale and exhale to soften everything. And as we allow the body to relax, we witness that the mind becomes gentle like a soft breathe, that the head space is fully relaxed. And in this moment here, I would love to invite you, Gorethi, as well as everyone watching, to connect to the beautiful column of light within you, this column of light that connects your heart to the heart of Mother Gaia, ascended planet Earth. And this column of light that connects us from the heart of Gaia to our heart, to our oversoul network or higher self, depending on what we want to call the bigger frequency that we are beyond this physicality. And then all the way up beyond time and space reality, we feel our clear connection to source consciousness, the universe, God. And as we are each residing within our own pillar of light now, we can feel our energy increasing, but also grounding down. There is more of us present in our body now. We can feel it in each and every one of our cells vibrating as one. We can feel our energy increasing as we take some deeper breath now, perceiving that the breath allows the body to relax more into its own energy, to feel the comfort that comes from being fully soul aligned, fully present here and now. From this space, we can perceive our own energy, the energy that we radiate, that it's all around us, all the way to our electromagnetic protection. And we find ourselves residing in these beautiful cocoons of light. And we simply ask and request to be fully present within this vortex here, fully protected by all the angels, our family of the light, our high councils. And we would like to be fully connected to Gorethi and her team, connect from the heart for this session today. We would like to receive all information that we are allowed to receive to serve Gorethi on her path,
to be able to channel in words what needs to be heard, and for all of other energetic shifts, light codes and frequencies that needs to flow through this reading today to also effortlessly flow for the purpose of our spiritual evolution in love and light frequencies. I would like to thank our teams for being there, our light being friends, our family. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your wisdom, for your sense of humor, for all that you are. Mishyakrastanakrit umeshtekyok sanataratekyoshtemit sinyotraste mutratakyanarateshton en sinkyoratsenutrate imyoshtakrat sanatatyarokan senotrakrat umsenyatrate. Excellent. We are very ready now. Thank you so much. Great team.
I'm sorry. That was just so beautiful. And you know, I speak light language too. So it was starting to come out. I'm like, no, hold on a second. It's not your turn.
I love it. When I witnessed you speaking your light language in the Facebook group for the challenge, Let Go and Grow, I was blown away. It felt so familiar. I was like, oh, she's speaking your language. I understand.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
It's so funny.
Yeah, tell me, what can I do for you today? Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I'm still trying to decide between two questions, but it seems that I'm gonna we'll go for the more complicated one. Let's see if we can get anything out of that. So for the past, I want to say maybe 4 months now, I've been getting information in regards to me having the essence or the consciousness of more than one oversoul in this fragment that calls herself Goretti. I've actually was told that there's about 7 oversouls in my field, and that it continues to grow as I continue the evolutionary aspect of increasing my consciousness. More oversouls will come into my field, and I'm still trying to understand that aspect of the raw data about a group or consciousness of oversouls going into one fractal. I hope I'm making sense out of this as well too. But yes, gaining some clarity as well as maybe more information on why I've been chosen to carry so many oversouls in one fractal. So yeah, that would be grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love this question because it's a very deep question, and it's about the architecture of life and channeling, which is totally what, you know, I love geeking about. I love receiving information about that. I love teaching about that. So yay, I love this. And so I understand very well what you're speaking, because as we increase the level of consciousness and we open up our channeling abilities, we are going to discover many more aspects of our multidimensionality that we can channel, that we can communicate with. So here I'm talking about channeling as the exchange of information. So it's the information that we can get for specific networks. So when it comes to the oversoul network, the projection that we are, the oversoul network also projects in different realities, alternate realities, and then we project in parallel lives. So for example, when masters, ascended masters, reach enlightenment, it means that they have merged with their oversoul network. So their oversoul network has become so focused on this current life that the whole of the energy within of the oversoul network focuses on this life. So this is the merging of with our God self, if you like, or like Jesus Christ, you know, the Son of God, but saying like he merges with God, which is his oversoul network. So when we start working at increasing our consciousness, we get to connect with many or other over. So network can also receive information, receive data from that. So for example, the merging of the Acturians. The Acturians have merged with more of their monads, that the really the essence that started creating the realms on Acturus and all the subsequent other projections. So as one consciousness, the Acturians exist as one consciousness. So within that one field, it's like the Oversoul network, they came and they merged like this to become one voice, with speaking voice. So they say that here it's more the level of connection, of refinement, of precision of your Oversoul network being very similar frequency. So it's like the algorithm of your Oversoul network is extremely close to the algorithm of other Oversoul network. And so they would come, they would use you and your Oversoul network to broadcast what they need to be sharing. So it's not so much the merging, because the merging of our own Oversoul network happens with enlightenment and ascension and mastery. So when we are like that, then we can start shifting from the individual I am to a collective consciousness, which happens in higher planes. But they say like before that, many of us, we kind of we reach a level where the Oversoul network is going to take on some communication system from other Oversoul network to be able to bring this information through. So you still have your sovereign choice of saying how much that it is that you want to take on from others, because you're in your physical individual body is the individual body that is projected by your own Oversoul network. And so it's not really merging with others, if that makes sense, but it's more opening up that frequency. So we can say that we don't want to, if there is too much information coming out of it, they said, it's like, it's because it can really bring a lot of imbalance, because within the Oversoul network, we have a certain degree of variability of the fractal of the Oversoul, which is a different degree of variability of the fractal of the self that we are here. So as we already from here work for thousands and thousands of lifetimes to be able within this physicality to withstand more and more of the variability of our fractal, it's like if we were to have the whole of our Oversoul network flowing through our physical body now, most likely we would disintegrate. Because we cannot sustain that on the nervous system. We have too much toxin, too much density, and too much fragment and template of separation within the cell. So like Jesus, Buddha, you know, and all of the ascended masters that we know, like Babaji and all of them, that what they did is like continuously work on refining the one level of consciousness with their own Oversoul network. So everything could be gathered here. They say it's already challenging enough to connect like this. So they say, be really mindful of when you feel this kind of absorption of other Oversoul network, to not take them in the body, but you kind of leave them to the side. You leave them, you set them to the side, because otherwise it can create more distortion. So the distortion, like the bandwidth between like feeling very connected to life and everything, or feeling very disconnected to life. It doesn't have to be positive or negative. It is the more like grounding, anchoring. So they say it's like when we start merging with more on Oversoul network, sometimes we think we are merging with others' Oversoul network, but it is merging with more of our multidimensionality. It's just that often the human psyche struggles to perceive that we could be multidimensional in a way. So it is easier to perceive that multidimensional merging with another aspect of who we are. It is easier to perceive it as something that is something else. So like a lot of people who start channeling and doing readings and so on, they start connecting with messages of being from beings that are coming outside of themselves. And as we do more and more work on understanding our own channeling abilities and our connection, we can see that very often we actually channel our own multidimensional connection within our own Oversoul network most of the time. And then it just, when it comes to, for example, channeling ascended masters of the light that have merged with their own oversoul network, then we know it's not ourselves, because there is only one Isis, there is only one Jesus. They are not projecting at the moment. We are not them. So we connect with our oversoul network, but it can be so close, because a lot of people that connect with Isis, they would tend to believe that they were Isis or something like that. But Isis had a lot of friends. She had very big network. She has she had thousands and thousands of family members, of students and so on. And because of the closeness, we can believe that we are them, but it's because we have spent eons of lifetimes on this planet, other star system, in different realities. And so it makes us believe that we are that. Also, they say that we need to remember the imprint effect. So a lot of us, and they say that you have received that a lot yourself, Gorethi, it's like a lot of us, we are imprinted before coming to life to be able to have more of a grounded experience. So it is especially the case for star seeds that have not been on planet Earth often. They get all of these imprints from other lives that are completely unrelated to their own sovereign oversoul network. But it means that when they are on planet Earth, it is easier for them to relate. And so this is, it's nearly impossible to make the distinction, except if we go to someone who's very precise with their channeling abilities. It is very difficult to distinguish the difference between me, that is my true past life, that is my star past life, that is my own oversoul network, and the other. Because it's an imprint, it's a pure copy-paste. So it is only at a very high level that the oversoul network will know that the imprint that is present within itself is not a original, it's a copy. But our current incarnation, it's nearly impossible to do that. So this is also why so many people explain that they have past lives with ascended masters and things like that, is because a lot of us, we have been imprinted with many memories that were not ours. So when the ascension process, the awakening happens now, all of these data can be turned on and we can reactivate and we can speak the words of the golden ages of the new earth on how we can do that, because of we have received the imprints. So a lot of people will identify with past lives here, connection with these ascended masters, but it's actually an imprint. It is not an original. The difference is very minimum. It is very hard to pick, and to a certain extent, it's not important to know if it's really true or not. It's not true. So when we come to having such a vast network, it is for us to be able to tap into these data, to be able to bring that into the present moment, to activate more of ourselves, more our reality, but also to be able to help other people along the way by speaking the good words of the divine through many different voices, many different stories, many different narratives. So they say that in your case, you have a lot of imprints. You have very, very broad imprints of a lot of different pockets of wisdom. So it can be pockets of wisdom with oversoul network that have more shamanic connections. Some would have maybe more galactic connections. Others would have connection with the earth realms and so on. So when you have these imprints there coming from all other oversoul network, it allows you to really be able to channel very awesome advanced content from places and from people that continue broadcasting that. And it's because of your ability to hold that in your field, to channel that in the field, because of your frequency. So the people that receive a lot of imprints like that, it's often because they are here to speak, they are here to share the good word, they are here to use their throat chakra, to use their voice as channeling or like oracular prediction or teachings or mentoring other people, because the information needs to get out. Do you have anything that you would like to ask or that you would like to share with us, Gorethi?
Yeah, everything was so spot on. but a following question to that, is that the reason why my fractal is big on neutrality and just being able to come from a non-judgmental place, being neutral and showing compassion and unconditional love with anything that I do, whether it is as my human version or in the astral planes. It doesn't necessarily matter where I'm at. For me, neutrality and non-judgment, compassion and unconditional love are the root basis of my essence. So because there's so much imprint in me, is that the reason why I hold space and my grounding space is in a such neutral way? So there's no imbalances in my energies?
Yes, and also they say it's also because of your amazing heart and all the good work that you do, you know. So it's like, yes, it's got to do with the spiritual, but it's, they say it's also got to do with you, you know, and your daily choices, you know, every day when you choose love as a guiding force and so on, because you have a lot of wisdom, a lot of kindness, gentleness, and your ability to connect with the light is very real. And it comes from, you know, like, because you're an advanced soul, you know, you have really amazing connection with many different trends and realities. But they say many humans have that, but their personality is shit, because every day they choose to, you know, keep on chewing on judgment, keep on chewing on separation, keep on chewing on you know, all the things towards themselves and others. But they say it's like, really give yourself some, you know, praises, because your human does the work. You know, it's like you also have the challenges and the density of humanity happening in your everyday life. You know, you also have your fair dose of like, oh, why this now? But every time you choose to rise up to the occasion, to see it from an angle which is a loving angle, an angle of, you know, acceptance and kindness and compassion, then you embody that more. Then you say more to your current incarnation, this is how we rock this life. And they say that it's amazing. And if we are interested in, you know, evolving, getting more powerful, getting more of life, you know, all the things we want, that is the way to go. It's always to do the inner work. So they say you are going to continue receiving more information, more upgrades, more awakened consciousness, more abundance, everything, because you do the work. So it's also part of your you know, your work, your nature, and all the things. Yes.
Such a beautiful message. Yes, it is true. I do have to give myself more praise to my human, to the human in me. Yeah. I see it as, you know, just being yourself. And when you really think about it, it does take work, though. So, yeah, it's definitely, thank you so much for bringing that up to my attention.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yes. You might have another question. Would you like to ask another question?
Yes, this is going to be more, I guess, for my human self. I do a lot of energetic work and a lot of earth grid work as well, too. And recently, one of my focuses has been on being guided to specific locations in the United States where indigenous genocide has occurred. And I do a lot of energy transmuting and resets of the Earth's grid, as well as assist any trapped souls that might be in that location. But it seems that my work is going to take on much more traveling than I have been doing. So I wanted to get a little bit more clarity on why I'm so passionate about doing that specific type of work, because it's a very small niche. So yeah, I wanted to just get more kind of guidance and clearance on why my excitement is on that, one of those focuses that I have.
Yes, yes, I loved it. Thank you so much. And your excitement is really following a very strong embodiment that you have, which is around compassion as well. A lot of lost souls, demons, entities, all of these, you know, beings that are in the in-between and are trapped because of the intense suffering that happened on planet Earth, and the genocides and the killings and the wars and the rape culture, all of these things. and they are trapped and they're in the in between. And then they are demonized. People are scared of them. They hate them. They don't want them to go away. And so after, like, we're like, yeah, but that's so mean. That's so horrible. But basically, like, if you're trapped without a body like that for thousands of years, what else do you have to do than annoy the humans with, like, a boo? So they find entertainment in that. So, like, I'm not scared of, you know, any of it, because as you do, I have the highest level of compassion. These are beings that deserve love, deserve light, deserve help, and that they are simply beings living, you know, other expressions of God, but they are also fractals of God. And the ability that you have to really feel this level of compassion and love in your heart is what is needed, because during the ascension process, now, as you know, it's like the earth is increasing its frequency. So these beings, they are really unhappy here because they are fried, you know. The earth is increasing the Schumann resonance and more solar flares, and they're like, oh, you know, take me, let me go away, you know, like, it's too much. I've been trapped here for so long. And so many and you might feel into this as well, as I know that many people feel that, is so many indigenous tribes, they came on planet Earth and they lived as one with the environment. They were part of the ecosystem, completely part of it. They were just like in harmony with Mother Earth. And then the good old white, not good at old white, people came and they said, this is not how we do it. And then we know that what happened. And so many indigenous tribes, after these horrible things that happened to them, they decided to stay in the in-between, to keep protecting the land. And now they are trapped in the land. So they lived through atrocities. They saw their entire culture wiped out after being laughed at and ridiculed. And then they are stuck in the in-between, still trying to protect the land from the ones that are still perpetuating the violation of the land. And it goes, of course, nowadays, it goes beyond skin color, gender, you know, anything. It's like it's become a general phenomenon that it is okay to rape the earth of its resources. It's like a generalized aggression towards our own planet. And so we share this because it is about time that we really bring balance back into understanding that, first of all of the great nations that are still protecting the land in the in-between, they are exhausted of doing that. And they deserve love, awareness, attention, and they deserve to go into the light, to recalibrate, to have a good freaking break until some of them will have to come back to Earth. So it's part of the recycling process as well. What they say is that throughout your own oversoul network, as well as ancestors' timelines, and some of your, it's like your unique fragment, you know, through multidimensional time and space reality, you are deeply connected to indigenous tribe, you know, going through the process of living as one, experience intense trauma, separation because of, you know, like all the genocide, and then feeling that you need to stay in the in-between to continue protecting the land so you can navigate these different planes of existence with ease. Because, for example, this is years ago, I think 7 or 8 years ago, I was called not far from where I live now, actually, to clear a section of a land. And there was a Maori tribe there. And when I first arrived, I was like, I've got nothing to do here. I'm not Maori. I was not even born in New Zealand. And the people living there, they say, but it's very clear it's you that needs to come. I was like, okay. So as I went outside, like for 2.5 hours, I was in communion with the tribe. And I was one of them in a past life, was one of them, and all the, you know, everything that was shown. And they were still protecting the land there, and they were just enraged. They would not go. And the process was simply to find reconciliation so they could understand that they would be much stronger, much more powerful if they would pass into the light and then come back into physicality to restore the balance and the equilibrium. So they say you have the channeling abilities, but you also have the heart technology, the heart opening, the compassion, the love, the gentleness, but also the healthy boundaries. This is where you are. And the strong masculine codes of like, this is what you're going to do now. I'm going to tell you what to do. And you have all of this connection through your DNA. So it's all of that makes it really, really exciting, and also you're very skilled at it. And it is very necessary at the moment, because the planet needs to be able to release, these souls need to be released, because as we transition, they've done their work now. They need to go and then continue their own cycles. Mm.
You made me cry. I'm sorry. No. Yeah. Okay. This got emotional. I just wanted to thank you. Mm.
And thank you for your good work and good service, Gorita. You're doing so much. And I cannot wait to see you soon in person.
Yeah.
Gorita's going to Sedona at the retreat.
I'm so excited.
Yes. If anyone else wants to join, please come and say hi, and we can have a chat and do all the things. I will be channeling in the Apache House of Fire. It's going to be epic, and also teaching on channeling and all the things. So it's going to be really amazing. I cannot wait.
Yeah, same here.
Thank you so much, Gorita. Do you feel
complete?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks again for the validation more than anything else in regards to the work that I do. Mm-hmm. And wow, I can't believe I'm so emotional over this, but to be quite frankly, is the acceptance of the beings that are demonized. Mm. It's what really got to me, because my work mainly has to do with being able to assist them from being stuck in the in-between and allowing their souls to move forward with their ascension process. And I always tell my friends, like, you don't understand, you know, these beings are stuck. And without them being able to ascend, it's almost as if, like, we're trying to ascend ourselves as human beings or fractals of humans, but it's almost as if the earth can't truly ascend when there's so much density is still here on earth. Like, we really need to focus on uplifting every entity in earth, not just necessarily human beings. And the fact that you brought that up just brings a lot of tears to me, because not a lot of people tend to see them with compassion and love. So
thank you, Gorita. No, it's wonderful, because it's a part of the educational, you know, process that needs to be happening, and you're a voice for that. So the more we speak about it like this, imagine this level of conversation here on this platform, when we say actually lost souls, entities, demons, dark forces, they are just also as deserving of love and compassion as any other frequency out there, because a lot of us, we were them at some stage, and it took some kind of miracles and prayers or special vortexes or special intervention from light families to come and get us. But yeah, like being stuck in the in-between happens to many people. And if we have loved ones that have passed over in violent way, in through illnesses or accidents, or when they took their own life, they can also end up being lost like that in the in-between. It's very common phenomenon. It's not that hard to get lost. So a lot more education needs to happen on this subject, on how we can die beautifully no matter what. When it happens, we can just say, take me, God. And basically that's the intention then that helps Absolutely. Us to open the bridge. Yes, I love this. I love this level of conversation, because it's like there's no mistake and no judgment to have ever about the passing of a human. The passing of a human is always something that is deeply traumatizing for people around, because of lack of education around the transition. It's always so bizarre, and that's the only thing we know is going to happen to us, death. That's the great equalizer. Everybody's going to die, and then we all really scared of it. We are really terrified. We cannot talk about it. And every death is a tragedy where we should be ideally celebrating and singing songs and chanting those prayers. And so it extends to the loving acceptance of all the ones that have passed, and that they were never given the chance to cross over beautifully. So it's important now that we have these portals and these this ceremony is happening. So thank you for doing that, you know. Thank you.
Absolutely. No, thank you so much. I am very grateful for this and connecting with the Arcturian Council as well, too.
Yes. Thank you, Goretti. And we will connect big time at Sedona Transcendent Retreat. I'll be transcending. You'll be able to ask a question. And every time I tune in, I just feel like, oh, I would love to levitate, even for a few minutes. Oh, the ecstasy of the moment is going to be
I think we all would want that, too.
Levitate with the aliens, you know, star families. If you can be there, this would be even better. Like, cherry on the cake. I levitated with Arcturians.
I know, so I can't wait.
Yeah. Epic. Thank you so much for joining live today, Goretti. Thank you, everyone, for your beautiful comments. It's great. I'm really happy that you enjoy this reading and that for many of you, it moved you deeply and you can relate to what we shared. I will continue delivering the live. I will see because I'm flying tomorrow for a month of traveling Sedona and Mexico, but I will keep on connecting for Quantum Wave because it makes me happy. So I send you lots of love. Take care. Be blessed, Goretti. Be blessed, everyone.
Thank you so much.
And I will see you very soon.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.